He is fresh from the keynote address at the State of the County breakfast on Friday. Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit, is here. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
Anything of surprise to you with regard to Dr. Jerry Nicholsberg's address to the county last Friday?
No, I think that, I think that we've all understood that we're in a kind of this unprecedented economic expansion and kind of always looking out in the horizon, not wanting a downturn, but wanting to be prepared for one. I think you heard from Dr. Nicholsberg that we have more downside risk than upside risk at this particular point in time, but nothing on the horizon for 6 months. I was glad to hear about that. I just think it goes to show that we need to, you know, constantly be vigilant and prepare and make sure that we're saving money when we can for those rainy days that are going to be around the corner.
Yeah, in fact, the rainy days have been with us for a long time. Now, let's talk about yesterday's meeting of the Board of Supervisors and creating a fix for a portion of River Road seems to be on the docket.
Yeah, that was an emergency item that was added. I guess in January, the first round of storms that we had, a few feet of the bank of the Russian River got wiped out right where River Road, and this is further north. River Road comes down, then takes a sharp turn. And then over the weekend, a couple more feet were going down into the river. And the river is obviously pretty swollen with the amount of rain that we've had. So council came to us, as well as Transportation Public Works, with an emergency item placed on the agenda to get some emergency fix out there. And so we approved that yesterday, obviously going ahead. I think we also asked to identify those other areas in the county where the same situation might occur and to make sure that we're being proactive about it, that we're not just following up. You know, emergency repairs are obviously needed, not always the best way, long run, to spend money. So if there's another location like that, can we plan ahead, figure out what we're going to have to do? Even this location, I think, eventually, the rivers do what the rivers want to do, and they meander. So either we need to get the river back in its old channel, which has to do with some gravel removal, which can be very controversial, or there's an additional purchase of property to relocate the right-of-way on the bank.
Yeah, what seems like a simple solution just isn't, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And again, you know, once you take on Mother Nature and those kind of forces,
guess
you're
who wins
long term.
What else of note was on the agenda for yesterday's meeting?
We had another great item, I think, as part of their fire recovery, and again, going to the kind of that theme of let's get out of this better than we went into it. And this is in Larkfield and Mark West, which is obviously an area that was devastated by the fire. Many homes within that area, most homes, all homes lost. They were all on septic systems.
Yeah.
And it's relatively a dense area. And through the airport sanitation district, we were able to come up with a plan through a property tax assessment to offer to those residents a way to connect to a sewer line.
Wow.
Is, I think a very, you know, obviously making that whole neighborhood much more resilient and improving their, I believe, improving their property values going forward. Some of the systems, obviously, for the age of the homes were old. Not that the fire was going to necessitate replacement, but just the age of the systems themselves. At some point, they're going to have to deal with that. Some sites were going to be harder to find alternative sites to have a system, a new system go in. So having the ability to connect to the sewer and to be able to do it in a financially reasonable and responsible way for the district by putting it over on a tax rolls and to be able to pay it off at a very, very low interest loan over the course of some years was a kind of a win-win.
Well, that's a fantastic deal for those homeowners who, as we all know, deserve a break. And somewhere, David, there are people living in all of the unincorporated areas of Sonoma County saying, can we be next? Can we be next to hook up to that sewer system?
Exactly. And you know, what worked here is that we control the sanitation district as well. That's one of the seven sanitation districts that the Sonoma Water has in their purview. So in this case, it was we were able to make capacity. We have capacity at the plant. We were able to make the all the necessary findings and the arrangements to make it work out. What we have elsewhere in some other areas, either you don't have the ability to connect because of capacity issues, or you have to have a massive upgrade, or you don't have a system at all within those areas. But it's something that we need to, you know, obviously continue to move forward on. We're updating our septic regulations, which are going to make people even more aware of that. And that's through a mandate from the Regional Water Quality Control Board.
Well, we'll look forward to that. But thank you for the update, sir. Appreciate you being on the air with us this morning.
Always, Pat. Look forward to it.
All right. That is Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, David Rabbit. And by the way, the supervisors taking the next couple of weeks off as far as meetings go because of the various presidential birthdays and such.